Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi coming to you with another Truck Chat Freestyle from, what is the day? It's the ninth day of the Dog Days of podcasting, and I am rolling through my journey towards retirement. I almost said requirement. Too much software. Retirement as I recant what happened on July 2nd, 2024. T-minus 66 days and counting. What happened on July 2nd, just a little over a month ago in real time, is we recorded the Breakpoint podcast, the podcast I do for work, and my co-host Lauren interviewed me. So this was sort of a, hey, what's the story with retirement? The idea was this was coming out on July 10th, 2 days after the public announcement on social media and the video and the blog and all that good stuff. I originally titled this So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, and it was going to drop on September 4th, just a couple of days before the retirement date, of course. And in thinking about this, we had already had an episode that we were going to release on the 10th of September. I said, let's switch them. The one we've got is kind of timeless, but this is timely. We should follow up a public announcement with the podcast to get a little more in depth, where she was asking me, what are you doing after retirement? And how long have you been planning this, and what's going to happen to the podcast and all this stuff that listeners might enjoy listening to. And, this was an adaptation to the original plan that I was going to make public announcement. I don't even think I thought about the podcast when I was working on this plan back in January and February, but here it is. Went, what do you think, Lauren? We should switch this around. She went, good point. I was about to go on some PTO on July 18th, so we needed to get a couple of episodes in the can anyway. So we pulled that in, originally titled So Long and Thanks for All the Fish. Of course, the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy reference. And while I was editing it, I pulled an audible and I renamed it to All Good Things, being a Star Trek reference to the final episode title of Star Trek The Next Generation. And some people, when the public announcement came out on the 8th, They were putting comments in like, so long and thanks for all the fish. I went, hey, you're funny you should mention that, because that was almost the title of the podcast. So it was kind of a nice tie-in with the announcement I made on social media. Started out as, you know, they say all good things must come to an end. The title of the podcast was All Good Things. So inadvertently tied these up at the last second and took the episode that was going to release on the 10th and moved that out to September 4th, because yeah, it was kind of timeless. It didn't really have a calendar date, an event tied to it like the announcement. It was a little tricky. I should be used to this after so many years of podcasting about time shifting and whatnot. But it was a little tricky talking about things that hadn't happened yet. Like Lauren said, you know, was it hard keeping secret? Because, oh, now it's so nice everything being out in the open. We're recording this on the 2nd. Things weren't out in the open yet, but imagined that they were, and it was such a nice relief not to have to keep secret about all this. And who do you talk to, and where did you tell? So that was kind of fun, you know, sort of role playing a week or so in the future. Like the social media post, I had to be very, very careful about scheduling the podcast, when it was going to release the community post, when it was going to release, and the LinkedIn, to make sure all those things were synchronized. I think I did the LinkedIn post manually, but I may have pulled the trigger and just relied on the schedule feature for all of those. And I went, God bless, and hope it doesn't show up immediately, which I've done in the past. Go, oh, I thought I said September, or I thought I said July, and it was actually June, and the thing goes out immediately. And once something's out in the wild on the internet, you don't bring it back. One other thing that I realized in early July was actually an offshoot of the party we put together in June. We do an annual pool party, and I was inviting people, keeping track of who was invited and did they RSVP and how we contact them. Realize there's a lot of different ways to contact people, whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn or work email or personal email or phone number, text, whatever it happened to be. And I didn't really have a consistent way of reaching many of these people. And in some cases, I realized there was obsolescence built into these methods, in that some people, like my local Arizona ServiceNow coworkers, the only way I can contact them is with a work email address or Teams. And I went, that's not going to work in a few months. So I put together a quick Google form. I said, what's your name? What's your personal email? What's your phone number? So that I can stay in touch with them. Put together a Google form, made a short link for that, connected it to my URL shortener, and gave them a link. And in every case, I said, hey, I'd like to be able to keep in touch with you in the future. You know, here's my phone number. Would you be so kind? And everybody did. So now I've got a Google spreadsheet that's growing, that's collecting emails and phone numbers, which are a little more persistent than, say, a work email. I could always try reaching out to them on LinkedIn, but I don't know how often people check which social media channel. So I've got that growing. It was one of those, what happens to my address book? Hadn't thought of that before. And that kind of came up at the end of June, early July, and said, I can fix this. Let's keep in touch with the people we can keep in touch with. And while we have one channel of contact, let's create another, hopefully more persistent channel. So that's the way January, whew, a little tired, a little late in the evening for me. That's the way July 2nd unfolded. I'll come back with July 5th, the day after Independence Day. It was a Friday. I remember it well. I will tell you more about that tomorrow. Until then, everybody take care, be safe, get some rest. Bye.